KDLX mobile monitor.
KDLX, I think, KD2VNG.
KD2VNG, November 6, Charlie, Lima X-ray. Name of here is Mike.
Okay, my name's Glenn. So what's up with you today?
Got some stuff done around the house. The home dumpo to see if I can get some cartridges to stop these leaks.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, Home Depot. I get Home Depot or Lowe's, I guess either one, or even Ace Hardware. They're all kind of the same.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go over to the depot and pass by some.
You got a full day. Yeah, fixing plumbing problems was never my thing. Electrical, I'll handle. My ex-fiance used to be. Oh, she her dad was a master plumber. Oh, I'd rather do plumbing. Plumbing is so much easier. I said, yeah, you know, but electrons don't leak. A broken wire doesn't leak electrons all over the ground. So that's easier for me.
I don't do either. I hate plumbing mainly because there's no standard. Every time I go to the store, now I've gotten smart. I take pictures of everything, but, you know, I'll go and I'll buy an inch pipe and get back and find out, shoot, that's an inch and a half. It drives me crazy.
Put the T, threaded T, into a standard T. Yeah, no, it doesn't seem like there are a lot of standards. Yeah, I suppose take photographs of things, and if you can, bring as many little bits of it with you. If you can take apart the thing, bring the pieces with you. And just say, yeah, I need some of these.
Bathtub faucet valve is leaking. It's one of these soaking tubs. So I took the knob off so I could get a look at it, took a picture of it. Then I went to the Delta website, and they're showing all sorts of inserts with brass. I said, nah, this thing's not brass. I'm looking at the picture. It's plastic. So, you know, it's worth, like they say, it's worth 1,000 words.
What you say about plumbing, there doesn't seem to be, or maybe the problem is there's so many standards, they can't seem to, what is it, IBM or Microsoft used to say? Standards are good. Everyone should have one.
They have standards, just that they, like you said, they got so many standards, none of them make sense anymore.
Strip, probably Dilbert. The first frame starts off something about, there are 12 competing standards for, you know, for something. And, you know, the last, another couple of panels, I forget the, but then the last panel is like, there are now 13 different standards.
In the 80s, I probably still have it. There came out a thing about standards. They couldn't, back when they had the space shuttle, they couldn't take the components across the country on rail. It just wouldn't fit through the tunnel. So they had to barge it or fly it. And the reason it wouldn't fit through the tunnels is, well, obviously the tunnels weren't wide enough, and it's because the tunnels are all based on the railroad standards, which go back to British standards. And the British standards all go back to a standard railroad width for the rails, which is based on road width, which was formed by the Romans. So they said standards never go away.
Railroad standards too. There was, you know, a dozen different. I remember vaguely reading there was some meeting like in 1870, 1880, some international meeting to decide the standard track gauge of something, whatever it is now, 4 foot 8 inch something, and. Because it was everything from like 3 feet to 6 feet, and so everybody eventually agreed 4 foot 8, whatever it is in millimeters. Every country, I think, except Russia, because Russia insisted on their own track age, you know, who knows why. I guess they couldn't get invaded by railroad. But, you know, that's always a problem, and it's always going to be a problem.
I work for a German company, and they're amazed when I tell them how you have to work on an American car. But they said, you have metric? I said, of course. I have to work on my car. I have to have inch and metric. It's a combo of all of it.
And bolts and fasteners in American automobiles have been standardized on metric for at least 30 years now. But apparently that's not the case. Because I was trying to take apart something a while back, and mostly everything is, the metric wrenches would all fit, except this one bolt. Well, let's see, it's not 6 millimeter, it's not 7 millimeter, it's 6.5 millimeter. Oh, okay, it's 1/4 inch. It's basically what it is. So even now, I think there's a mixture of, there might be metric and non-metric mixed in there.
We'll have some, our sets will come with all metric, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But if you get a set from Europe, they don't have some of those because they're just oddball to them. I think 7, like a, is it 7 millimeter? It's one of them. 9 millimeter, 8 millimeter. One of those will never be in a set because it's the weirdest size to them.
You know, it's actually not as complicated as everybody makes it out to be. There's really only 2 half sizes you need. You need 9.5 and 6.5 millimeters. 6.5, I think, is close enough to 1/4 inch. And 9.5 is like 5/8 or something. But every other metric size is, you know, so close to some corresponding inch size, British size, that they're usually interchangeable.
You'll always find something that fits. And if you don't, you can make it fit and just round it out.
Usually you gotta work the bolt quite a lot to round it out. But yeah, you know, just the rest. If the rest of the world uses millimeters and liters and whatever, just do that. I don't. You know, as far as I know, the United States is the only outlier. Now, other countries still use a mixture. You know, the BBC, I still hear them give distances in miles occasionally, or feet in miles or whatever. But, you know, when you, the weather report, the temperature will be in Celsius. For other things, they'll, you know, Canada, the same thing. They'll use miles and kilometers, and, you know, so you can even deal with a mixture of units. And we do that now. You know, go get me a 2-liter bottle of soda, or a, you know, whatever. So, we do that already.
1060 Alexa, keep up with that timer. Yeah, well, even in Europe, tires are, the rim sizes are inches. It's the same standard we have, metric, width, rim, inches. And all television sets are measured in inches globally. Well, I don't know, at least in Europe. And you're right about Canada. They'll do a mixture of both. At work, I'll get specs in that are just crazy. I'll get stuff in Celsius and cubic feet. And it's just a mixture of crazy stuff.
Important things. Engineering. Manufacturing. International trade. You know, the things that involve international trade and commerce and cooperation. And, you know, again, there's no conflict really between doing that and using locally, using different units. I can buy 100, if I'm a grocery store, I can buy 100 kilograms of potatoes and sell it by the pound and have, you know, a little measuring scale that measures in pounds. You know, there's no conflict there. the local weather report can still give weather in degrees Fahrenheit. I think the reason there was such a resistance to metronization in the U.S. is because everybody assumed it was going to have to be an all-or-nothing thing. We're going to change over everything to these weird units. And, you know, not at all. The two can coexist. The exits on the highway signs can still be in miles. You know, that's not going to change.
What? Drive around in kilometers per hour, because then I can tell everyone I'm going 120 and 100 miles, 100, oh, whatever. I'll go 100 and 120.
Sounds better.
Well, Glenn, I'm where I'm at, my first destination, so I'm going to jump out of here, and if you're here, we'll talk. If not, well, have a good day. N6CLX.
2VNG. Yeah, I got to go cook some food while the cats are distracted, so I'll talk to you later.